fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Police in Utah now say a plane crash was not an accident. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Authorities say 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud stole a small plane and purposely crashed it into his own house in Payson, Utah on Monday morning, just hours after he'd been arrested at that address on a domestic violence charge. A Payson police spokeswoman says while Yaud died in the crash, his wife and son, who were in the home at the time, were able to get out safely.
You know, we have a destruction of property and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Jocelyn Yaud, was coming to her father's defense.
He's not this person that's being portrayed.
And finally today, the Girl Scouts of America unveiled a new cookie. It's a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie that will be available starting in 2019 when the selling season kicks off. As always, cookie purchases go towards supporting the Girl Scouts throughout the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, primaries are being held in four states, and America is more polarized than it's ever been before. But what are ways that Americans can talk to one another, even though you may not always agree politically? Justin Lee is author of a new book titled Talking Across the Divide. He has some tips on how you can communicate with people who you may disagree with.
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize that just glossing over the disagreement isn't helpful. Just avoiding it. I mean, there are times when it's okay to agree to disagree. But I think sometimes we need to have dialogue in a way that is strategic, that acknowledges that sometimes there are issues where, you know, I believe that there's a right and a wrong, and I think that you're wrong, and I think that it matters. And so dialogue does not have to be just sort of singing kumbaya. But then within that context, I think strategic dialogue requires that we have the dialogue in a way that's respectful. And one of the things that we can do that's kind of counterintuitive and yet incredibly powerful is to listen to the other person, which can be difficult, especially if you feel like their side's been heard enough and it's your side that hasn't been heard. But when you listen to somebody, what you do is you learn about not just what do they believe, but why do they believe it. Maybe they have some misconceptions, have bought into some misinformation that changes their perspective. Maybe there's something that's happened to them that makes them passionate about this issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. This program airs every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's being featured live on Facebook, Teachable Moments Facebook page. And you can also hear the audio on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. And so it will be archived, I think, by Saturday, perhaps this weekend. So today is Tuesday, August 14th. And I have some wonderful guests here today that I'm going to be introducing you to. Vanessa Zelaya, just wave to you, wave to the audience.
That was great, thank you.
And we have Dawn Davison.
Hello.
And there she is. And we also have a guest whose name is Jane, who will be sharing some more information based on the program today. And the good news is that this program is all about the Good News Home for Women, which is based in Flemington. And It's a wonderful organization that is designed to help women who have certain issues in their lives, and we're going to be talking about those today. So before we get started, we're going to have a word from one of our sponsors, and then take a look at the weather, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This is a really short weather report. It's been raining off and on all day. It's in the low to mid-70s, and I think it's going to be that way the rest of the day. And if I have a chance, I'll be sharing some more weather information with you in an extended forecast later on in this program. But I don't want to miss the opportunity to introduce my wonderful guest for today. So I would first like to ask Dawn. Dawn, you and I met at the BW Nice networking organization meeting.
Yes.
About last month, I think it was, probably, or
yep.
Is that about? And BW Nice is actually a networking group for women that actually helps women in business to help one another, but it also helps a nonprofit organization. So it's interesting that BW Nice supports Save in Hunterdon, and Dawn is involved with Good News Home for Women. And so you and I were sitting next to one another.
Yep.
And I guess we always ask each other, what do you do?
Yep. First, start the conversation.
Right.
What do you do?
So I would appreciate it if you could just introduce to our listeners exactly what Good News Home for Women does and what it's all about.
Okay. First, I want to introduce myself. I am Dawn Davidson. I'm the Community Outreach Director for the Good News Home for Women. And with the Good News Home for Women, it's a licensed nonprofit drug and alcohol rehabilitation facility for women. It was founded in 1983 by the late Tracy Ginsburg, who also herself, she was a drug and alcohol addict herself.
Oh, wow.
We're located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, on a 56-acre farmland. It's a 12-bed facility, and we offer services to women 18 years of age and older, without regard to their race, religion, color, national origin, or ability to pay. We provide a family-like setting for the women. That's why it's called the Good News Home, because it's like family home. And that's pretty much overall what
okay.
we do there. So.
Now, this is your brochure.
Yes.
Everybody can see the brochure.
Yes.
And certainly if somebody calls you, you can send them the brochure and some other information that we'll talk about.
Yes, I
can
send
well.
The information, or they can even go to our website.
Oh, okay. What's the address of the website?
It's www.goodnewshome.org, one word.
Okay, so that's easy enough, and we'll touch on that again before the program ends today. So I've driven by the building, the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Do they farm there? Because you're on a farm?
No, not anymore.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
But it's a very nice, it's a great location.
Yes,
it
is.
And it makes a very nice presentation, so... That's really good. Okay, so next we have Vanessa Velaya, who is an addiction counselor. And I have your Vanessa, I have your little bio here. So this is kind of a lead into who you are and what you do. But you began working for the Good News Home for Women in August. So you just last August. So you've
yes.
been there for about a year as a full-time addiction counselor. And you completed your graduate studies, majoring in psychology at Rutgers, and you earned a master's in counseling with an option in drug and alcohol from Keene University. And you hold a degree, which is IDADC. What does that stand for?
It's the LCADC. That's the license, certified alcohol and drug counseling
okay.
license in the state of New Jersey.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where you your time is dedicated to the Good News Home.
Yes.
Okay. That's how many clients are you working with there at this time?
Well, the home holds about 12. I think at this point we have about maybe 7 or 8 women there.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. So you've had a chance to work with them and
absolutely
help them along their way. And, yeah.
Absolutely. I've had a caseload of about up to 6 clients at one point. But a number of the women that I work with obviously come in with substance abuse issues, co-occurring mental health issues, and it's my job to help them work through their issues with substance abuse.
That's really very nice. I'm going to introduce a resident, Jane, who you've been working with.
Yes.
Jane is kind enough to come today to share some of her thoughts and her ideas and suggestions to other people. I would think that you'd want to, I mean, as we said before we started the program, that Business Today or Nonprofits Today, whatever organization you're involved with, is really all about helping other people to be successful and to achieve their goals. And so I would imagine that, Jane, you probably had a few goals in mind when you became connected to Vanessa and the Good News Home for Women. Would you like to share some information to us or any thoughts you might have?
Since October of 2017. And when I came in, I was very, very broken. I also happened to come in 26 weeks pregnant. I reached a point in my life where I realized that I needed to either change my life or end my life. And so I decided that I wanted to give my unborn child a chance. And so when I came in, the Good News Home for Women, they embraced me in such a way that through the diligent work of with the counseling, with the staff, and they just helped me to understand that I didn't think that I had a problem initially, but they helped me to understand that I did have a problem. And it is a faith-based program, so along with working with me getting closer to my higher power and that whom I choose to call God, and also just being surrounded by love, I remember the house mother said to me, she said, we're going to love you until you learn how to love yourself. And so, it was a very hard journey, but to God be the glory, I on January 21st, I gave birth to my son, Matthias. He is healthy, and he's going to be 7 months old soon. I have been going through the program with an open mind. They've really helped me to see that, I did have a problem. But most importantly, my sobriety has given me the will to live. Also, it has given me the ability to be a good mother, because I've always wanted to be a good mother. And like I said, to God be the glory, today I can say that I am. And so I'm very grateful to Vanessa, who also happens to be my counselor, and just how she's guided me and helped me get down to the root causes of what caused me to abuse substances and alcohol. So I'm just very, very grateful. The Good News Home for Women, they truly saved my life and my son's life too.
You are so isn't she well spoken? I mean, you're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed. Obviously, you've had accomplishments in your life to be able to communicate in that meaningful way. So, and I think the statement that you mentioned, your house mother said you're going to, what was that statement?
We're going to love you until you learn to love yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
goodness, it gives me chills. I think it's wonderful. Yeah. Let's see, I want to see how we're doing our time, because I don't want to miss a thing here. Vanessa, you and I briefly talked about the process that people become engaged with the organization. Mm-hmm. So if you can share some of that, it would be really interesting.
Well, we get referrals. We get self-referrals that come to the program. But usually it's women who genuinely, authentically are seeking help. You know, they have hit what they feel is their rock bottom, and they really, really are ready to commit to the program, to the classes and everything that comes along with working towards your sobriety. So when they usually come in, how I typically will work with a client is, we go through their biopsychosocial. We get information on their background, just about every aspect of their lives that we can possibly get to help us, the counselors, help the client as much as possible, because it really is about goals. What are the client's goals? You know, what is it that you want to achieve while you're in treatment? Because you're not going to get through every single thing, but we do need to find out, why are you using? Why are you picking up? Why do you keep relapsing? And then we pretty much go from there. Counseling is a collaborative effort between the counselor and the client. I think a lot of people may assume that, well, I'm here and the counselor just makes me better, but we don't have wands or special gifts in that sense. Our gifts as counselors or our skills are our skills, and we use those to help the client dig deep and to get to the root of their problems. But again, it's a collaborative effort.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that you have classes for the residents. What do they consist of?
They're pretty much rooted in addiction education. You know, it could be anything on mental health. It could be on substances themselves. It could be on how they affect the body, the brain, relationships, self-esteem, relapse prevention. All of those courses or those classes are offered to help the women work through and understand just what they're going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the folks who are living there for, you said, up to about 10 months to a year,
yes,
a year's time. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they're short term. It depends on the individual.
Yes.
What happens as far as their employment and the work that they might, or the job skills that they have?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because we actually just implemented a life skills course that helps a number of the women kind of put on paper their previous skills, mm-hmm, or skills that they've attained while they're at the Good News Home. The women don't work while they're there, but they do have opportunities to volunteer, and so they're able to then put that experience down. As you mentioned earlier, Jane is highly intelligent. A number, if not all, of the women are smart. You know, I think maybe people may assume that if someone's struggling with addiction, they're not smart. It's just not truthful at all. So many of the women that come there have experience in the field. They've worked. They've gone to school. They're mothers, they're sisters, they're aunts. They're your next door neighbor. They're just someone who's struggling. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you have. This is really, really interesting. We're going to break for a news from, or commercials from, some of our sponsors, and then I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening and watching Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host today. I'm the owner of Rustmore Mentoring Group, and I'm pleased to have our guest today from the Good News Home for Women in Flemington, New Jersey. And we have Dawn Davidson, we have Vanessa Zelaya, and we have our resident guest whose name is Jane. And I wanted to thank you for being here. This is we're doing really well. This is very, very fascinating, very interesting. And, you know, these are kind of things that I've never really learned about, and I'm sure our listeners haven't either. Quite sometimes we're just not aware of programs that are out there to help people, and it's important that we know, because given the state of the world today, the services that you provide are so critical, because there are so many people. You hear in the news every day about the different addictions that people are getting into, and it's a pretty sad thing, isn't it? So it's wonderful that you have this program. Are there any other organizations like this in New Jersey, elsewhere in New Jersey?
As far as women facility, not in New Jersey. I recently met, not that I know of. I did meet a woman at the BW Nice, and she was telling me that there is a woman's facility in Pennsylvania. But as far as New Jersey, for women only, I'm not familiar with too many. Hear about a lot of men residents, or there for both men and women residents, but not as far as for women only. And plus the fact that we're faith-based. So that's the uniqueness of us.
I guess that, for me, it begs the question, how do you receive funding to support this endeavor? Because it's obviously, it's an expensive and costly program.
Well, we get a certain funding grants from the state, but most of our funding comes from local churches, supporters, local businesses, individuals.
Okay, so, interesting.
And we have fundraisers. Every year we have fundraisers to raise money that goes towards to benefit the Good News Home for Women. We currently have two events going on.
That's what I was just going to hold up your flyer.
Yes, the first one being the Harvest Fest and Craft Fair.
That's what this is.
That's a family fun-filled event for everyone. The event is free. But all of the proceeds go to the Good News Home for Women. We have vendors. There's great games for the kids, face painting. We're going to have a clown, picture taking, live DJ and music. And it's on September 8th. We are looking for vendors. Vendors are wanted. So if you're interested in being a vendor, you have a local business, and you would like to get your sell your products out there, just reach out to me. You can email me or contact me. My email address is dawn@goodnewshome.org, or you can reach me at 908-806-7913, extension 323.
Okay. Well, you know, I've given classes. I used to give a class at William Patterson University in their business department. It was for nonprofit organizations, and we talked about cause-related marketing. And I have a real passion about that. And I think a lot of businesses don't realize that by supporting a nonprofit in their community, it gives them exposure so that it becomes a win-win for everybody.
It's funny you mention that, because I was hired. I just started working for the Good News Home for Women in January of this year. And part of my one of my goals is to get the Good News Home for Women out there. I've gone to networking events such as BW Nice, and I'll talk to someone and I say, have you ever heard of the Good News Home for Women? They said, no, what is that? And so my goal is to get us out there on social media, radio, go into radio shows to talk about, you know, what we have going on here. Just so that people know, because someone can say, oh, I ride past there all the time. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Well, so. You're right. And especially, I teach a class on business plans, and I added, a section to my business plan templates that I give out, which is, it's about supporting organizations. It's about businesses supporting nonprofit organizations. And your millennials and probably the next generation, the iGens, they probably would gravitate even more than older people. They would gravitate to or to companies that support a community-based program. So yes, it's very important. And it's very important for a nonprofit to explain to the businesses what's in it for them to be supportive. And it doesn't necessarily mean giving money. It might be, let's say, clothing, collecting clothes. Let's say some of the women decide to go out and they need a wardrobe to get back in business. Mm-hmm. It might be collecting business clothing, for example.
Yes.
And
yes,
having a drop-off. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a food drive, or it could be just putting a page on their own websites, the business's websites, to promote it. In fact, I've heard of cases where somebody sees a website of a company that supports a nonprofit, and they have a higher esteem for the company because they're supporting that local nonprofit.
Yes. You know?
But I think that people have to be given reasons why they should support them.
Exactly.
And I think you're the person. You have a lot of work to do, because I realize people don't know about these nonprofits. The church mm-hmm. that I have belonged to for many years had a women's group, and we actually used to donate money to your organization.
Yeah, and a lot of our support come from churches.
Yeah.
We have our women at the have a church and ringing choir. Part of their treatment is they go to church. They visit different churches mm-hmm. every Sunday, and they get invited. And sometimes they can do the ringing and singing choir, which is phenomenal.
Yes. Well, I've been to music, so that's
yeah.
Like, I sing in church. I've been singing in church choir since I've been this tall. So
yes,
I'm all for that. In fact,
yes,
I tell people, if you're shy at public speaking, sing and then get into community theater and get on a stage.
Exactly.
That's great. That'll do it.
Yes, that'll do it. Yes.
But that's, I love the way the program works. And then you have the other, Jules Beyond Compare annual banquet.
That's our annual fundraising banquet that we're having in October 26th. If anyone's interested in attending, or even volunteering, please go to our website, www.goodnewshome.org, and click on the events menu. It talks about the annual banquet as well as the Harvest Fest. And if you're looking to volunteer, you go to that same website, and we do have, you click on I want to volunteer. So.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is awesome. Very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back to Vanessa and Jane, but let me see how I'm doing on my schedule here. This is so much, so interesting. We have a few more minutes to do a news break. But let's see. So, Vanessa, what are some of the things that you would like to share with us that do you ever talk about, I don't know if you can do this, but like a case study of someone who came in and you helped to get them on the right track? Is there any, obviously we're not naming names, but just as an example, or maybe make up an example of what can happen?
A typical, that might take a little bit more time than we have. But I will say, we do get a lot of women that struggle with heroin, the opioid crisis epidemic is big, so we get a lot of women that come in with that issues, with that mental health issues, and they vary in age. The Good News Home takes women 18 and up, and so it really is that vast. I mean, we can have someone who's literally 18 and someone who's in their 60s. It varies, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic background, you name it. But I think to go into any more further detail would probably take way more time than we have. But I can tell you that substance abuse issues, addiction as a whole, has no face, no name.
Yeah.
It's very broad.
That's so difficult. I mean, here on the news every day, you hear all mm-hmm. about all these issues.
Mm-hmm.
I had interviewed one of the women from Safe in Hunterdon. Maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and they collaborate to some degree with Interfaith Hospitality Network, which is now gone known as Family Promise. I personally have volunteered for that for my husband and I for over 20 years. I don't know how long they've existed, but I've been, I now go to the church that has the people staying overnight for 2 weeks and they move on to other organizations, other churches. Before that, I was at a sending church, so we would just send and either cook or stay. I've stayed overnight many times. But do you collaborate with any other nonprofit organizations?
I was getting ready to say we get referrals from like Safe at Hunterdon, Family Promise that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So we do get a lot of referrals from Anderson House is another one. A lot of the local nonprofit agencies right nearby. Yeah, we affiliate with each other quite a lot. Freedom House.
Yeah.
So.
Huntington Medical Center.
Huntington Medical Center. Yeah, pretty much all the local.
The YMCA.
The YMCA.
Well, that's interesting.
It goes on and on.
I guess that brings up a thought for me, Vanessa. Do you communicate with other counseling services or other counselors who deal with folks that need additional support?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, because I am a licensed addictions counselor, I can work within my scope. I cannot work outside of my scope. So if someone is in need, I have a client who's in need of grief counseling, then that wouldn't be something I would do at this point because I'm not licensed to do that. So I'd have to refer the client out to grief counseling. And there have been several instances where clients have needed that extra support, and so we just refer them out. So, yes, there's definitely a lot of collaborating with other counselors and other specialists that are out there.
Yeah, very good. Now, Jane, I have to ask you a question. Now, do you live in the area? Are you from Hunterdon County? Or
I am not from Hunterdon County.
You're not. How did you find out about this organization?
Well, on September 21st, which is my sobriety date, I went into a hospital. And that hospital, one of the nurses there was able to print out a list of phone numbers for long-term residential treatment. And I'll never forget her name, Phyllis. She printed that paper out, and my eyes just gravitated towards the Good News Home for Women. It's the only place I actually did an intake while I was still at another hospital. But to God be the glory, it was the only one that I needed to do because I was accepted after I got all the paperwork and everything in. So. Yeah, I found out through another hospital, Virtual Memorial.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. What are the now you have your own space at the home?
Yes.
How do you like it?
Oh yes. Oh my god. Okay. When they say Good News Home for women, it is actually exactly that, a home. We have three bedrooms, of course, where we it can hold up to 12 women, but right now I only have one roommate. We have very beautiful rooms that have been remodeled that have very inspirational, like scriptural quotes on on the the wall. It's a very peaceful, and you get a little bit of serenity because, like I said, it is our home. So it is a very, very nice setting, and it's very, like I said, it's been. You don't feel like it's when you go into certain places like it's hospital like it's not like that. It's literally a home. So
yeah, you do your food talk about
we do food
shopping and all that stuff.
Weekly we go grocery shopping. So there's two people that are usually assigned in the kitchen. For example, I'm actually going to be assigned for this upcoming week. So on Friday we'll go grocery shopping. We plan our meals, so breakfast and lunch. We kind of do that, but for dinner, we prepare dinner every night. We eat together. It's just, it's a family-oriented setting so that we can, my sister, I call them my sisters.
Yeah.
They've really helped me through a lot, too. You know, it's a judgment-free zone. It's amazing how you'll come in maybe with different survival skills where, you not really wanting to let people in, but one of the things that this program has taught me is how to be vulnerable. And I basically have gained, extended family here. I really feel like we are one big, happy family. And they've been very, very supportive through each step of my recovery.
Yeah. That's really nice. Nowadays, I think people spend so much time with technology and even the kids today, I guess they text each other instead of talking. Mm-hmm. And I think people are getting away from the one-on-one mm-hmm. opportunities to get to know people. I mean, would you agree?
I definitely would agree. I think I read an article. It might have been an article in a very popular magazine that did something on teen depression as it's linked to social media. How, you know, seeing mm-hmm. how other people appear to live can then cause someone to be very depressed about their own lives. And so it's really interesting how things have changed over the years and how it's taken a negative effect. And so, yes, that's very prominent today.
Yeah. I would think, Jane, I mean, you'll be leaving eventually with a whole bunch of skills that you've developed, and that certainly is going to be one of them, your ability to really get to know people and to interact with them.
Yes, I definitely agree. When I came in, I was not the best. I was very closed off. But as far as I've learned how to speak assertively, we've had classes on healthy relationships, developing interpersonal skills. And so it's, like I said, it's been a long journey. But overall, I can definitely say that I know that I'm a better person today. Yeah. And I realize how important it is that, are reframing my thoughts, mm-hmm. Which tie into my feelings, which ultimately portray or come through behavior. Yeah. So I'm just, Vanessa has been amazing with helping me to just, really understand myself and, how I got to where I was, but I'm just so grateful to be this new life that I have been given, a new outlook on life, and I'm just very grateful to be to be in my sobriety today. Very, very grateful.
I can imagine that you are, and I can see it.
Yes,
I can see why. I mean, when you will you be going back into a position in the workforce, or what do you think you'll be doing next?
Well, God willing, it appears as if I'll be reunifying with my son because it was, the intention was for me to continue my treatment. And then when I felt that I was in a better place to be able to take him on full time, that we would reunify. So that is the intention. And I'll be going back into work. I'm actually going to be relocating back with family.
Good.
And there's a job waiting for me. So I do have prior skills. Like Vanessa was saying, it's not that we're bad people. We just, made bad choices.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do have a work history, and I'm looking forward to getting back into the work field. But also not projecting too much.
Yeah.
Because, those sayings that they say are very cliche, but it is essential to stay in the moment by moment obedience, and one day at a time.
So. Yeah, I can see that. And I would think, too, that as you take those steps, you'll be so much more competent in doing whatever it is that you're going to be doing. And certainly in the future, as time goes on, it'll be a tremendous... This is going to obviously live with you the rest of your life, this wonderful experience, and how wonderful it'll be as you use it as you go forward.
Definitely. I really feel like someone helped me to understand that, in this life, we all want to leave like a legacy behind. And I realized that my legacy is my story, and I'm the only person that can tell it. And although I did not do everything right before, I'm on a new path today. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very grateful for that. And so I'm prayerful that all the coping skills and things that I've learned here at Good News Home, that not only will I be able to implement that in my daily life, but also in my children's lives, and continue to keep that going, break that cycle of addiction, because mm-hmm. that's really what it's about. Unfortunately, I did go down that path, but the good news is today that I'm choosing to live differently. And so that's the, they say don't leave before the miracle happens. In the beginning, I just was doing it because I thought it was the right thing mm-hmm. to do, or to just do it for a little while. I was like 90 days and I'm done. But, today I can say that I'm so grateful that I did stay and that I did trust the process, because it is just amazing to be able to learn the things that you can learn if you're just willing to take the suggestions that people give you and live life on life's terms. And it's just, like I said, it's not that we're bad people. We just make bad decisions. But today I choose to make different decisions, and I do want to be different, and I'm just excited about my new life that I have with my children.
I can see, and you're going to support me on this, the glow that she has.
Yes.
There's a passion that you're exhibiting, and I always tell, I counsel people on business practices, and I say, if you don't have a passion, and if it doesn't show, it's going to be more difficult to get where you want to go. Absolutely. You have that. I can see that in her. Right?
Yes. I'm extremely proud of Jane. What she was describing, the technique, is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a scientific proven theory that's used in counseling to help clients reframe negative thoughts. At least that's one of the skills. Because obviously if someone has a negative perception of themselves and their world, then using substances would just be something that they would do to self-medicate if they don't feel great about themselves or if their self-esteem is low. So I just wanted to point that out in case anyone out there isn't familiar with CBT as being a technique. That's actually what it is. One of those skills consists of reframing negative thoughts, reframing your negative perception of yourself and your world around you. Another one would be there is an action or something in life that can happen to you, and then there's your feelings, which you're entitled to have, but then there's the behavior. Typically, if someone's been using substances, their behavior would be to go pick up. But we try to teach them at Good News Home for Women that you have other coping skills you can implement. You calling your sponsor, going to a meeting, journaling, going for a walk. There's other things you can do that are healthy for you that will prevent you from relapsing and going down a path that's not going to be good for you.
Wow. Well, thank you. So we have more time left, so I'm going to do a news break, and we'll hear from some of our other sponsors, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we believe the government cannot meet that burden.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon, and I was just taking a look at the weather report. It says light rain, 75 degrees outside with a high humidity of about 84%. And it looks like tonight we're going to have, again, some slight chance of showers. And then Wednesday, that's your best day of the week, so maybe Friday will be good too, but it looks like Wednesday night is going to be cloudy again. So I would say Wednesday, if you have a chance to get out there and go for hikes and do outdoor activities, that's the day to do it. And partly cloudy on Wednesday. Thursday will be mostly sunny. And then I'm not sure about the rest of the weekend. But nonetheless, we've had an awful lot of rain. So I guess Well, at least we have rain. It's dry out on the West Coast, unfortunately. So we have our guests today from the Good News Home for Women. And before I get into any further discussion, we'll hear from some of our sponsors, and then I'll come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This program is live on Facebook, on the Teachable Moments in Business webpage on Facebook, and it is archived on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. They are sponsors for this program. And I do want to mention to you that we have so many hosts that put on excellent programs. You can't miss. If you listen to every program, you'll have some takeaways, I guarantee you. Now, to go back to Jane, you talked about your day-to-day activities with classes and with participating in the food, in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like doing when you're living there? Are there certain things that you enjoy? You have certain skills, cooking or whatever it might be?
Cooking, I feel like I've definitely gotten better with cooking. It wasn't my strongest suit coming in, but, I don't panic anymore. I've definitely gotten a nice ebb and flow of how the process goes. I do enjoy. We have this thing that we do on Tuesdays. It's Taco Tuesdays.
Oh, I love Tuesdays.
So that's what we do. Yeah. Or sometimes we'll do like taco lasagna. So that's what we enjoy. That's, weekly. That's what we do. Another thing that I've learned being there, which I never thought that I would ever get, is I've learned how to crochet. They say that crocheting and knitting is like a dying art,
yeah.
But I've learned how to crochet. I've actually crocheted my son a couple of blankets. I've crocheted a handbag, and I'm just, there's a lot of creative art therapy that I've been basically made aware of that really is, it's very therapeutic for me. And also in one of our classes we had like a poetry jam where we all wrote poetry. And so that was pretty cool too. So that's one of the things that I've gotten back to, just expressing my feelings, putting them down on paper. Yeah. And so it's I really enjoy the creative aspects of what I've learned also.
That's really, you've been exposed to things that you never would have.
Right?
That's really wonderful.
Yeah. And might I add that creative therapy is indeed a coping skill. So being able to go out for a hike, learning how to crochet, I mean, those are all healthy coping skills that someone can implement, as a way to help them to avoid relapse or picking up or going back to old behaviors. So
And the other one is the urethane therapy with the horses?
Oh, yes. We actually, Good News Home for Women has been in contact with Riding with Heart. We've had a couple of the women go there to volunteer on a horse farm, and that's also very therapeutic as well, working with animals for sure.
Oh, that's true. Have you been there yet?
I have not.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, two of my other clients were able to go there and take advantage of volunteering there for community service hours they had to complete. So,
you had mentioned earlier in our conversation that there were places where the folks could volunteer. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of organizations have they had opportunities to work with?
Meals on Wheels. That's some. Jane actually did do some volunteer work there as well. They've been really supportive of the Good News Home for Women and getting some of the women to come there to help them out. And a lot of them.
And also, I believe Independence Manor.
Yes.
What's that?
It's a senior living community where we've had people volunteer there as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very nice.
That's here in Flemington.
Yeah. It just goes to show you that there are many places that need help.
Absolutely.
That you can spend your time. Wow, that's interesting. So let's go back. I wanted to ask Dawn. She brought in several handouts here, which I've been showing. We have the brochure, which is available.
Yes.
And she'll send it to you, or you can see more about the organization on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Harvest Festival and Craft Fair, which will be held on September 8th. And then you also have your annual banquet. And by the way, it's at Bridgewater Manor. I've been there for some events. It's a very nice place.
Yes.
And I think you chose well to go there. And that'll be on October 26th from at 6:30 in the evening. So that sounds like a great opportunity to get to know the organization and to support it as well.
Yes.
And then you have this newsletter, which has information about those events in them. Plus, you have there's an article, I guess this is by Reverend Ernestine Winfrey.
Yes. Yes. We give out newsletters every. We have quarterly newsletters that we send out to our supporters and subscribers. And we recently started doing it online, so you can also get the newsletter online.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to sign up for it. And we normally feature one of our clients. We have a featured testimony in every quarter. But we featured our executive director, who is Ernestine Winfrey.
Okay.
And she recently celebrated her 80th birthday. So
oh, my.
We wanted to feature her this quarter.
Oh, that's very nice. It looks like you had a golf classic in May.
Yes,
annual. Did you play?
No,
golf?
I didn't play. But if you're a golfer and you love golfing, we have it every May. That's another one of our annual fundraisers that we have. It's very fun. I mean, if you go to our website and our Facebook page, there's plenty of pictures on that. It's a really fun event. It was a beautiful day. We had a lot of golfers, and they enjoyed it. They really enjoyed it.
Wow. This is very nice. I'm just reading, there's a testimony on here from Weekend with welcomed me with open arms at GNH and accepting of me and my situation. And the initials are here for the resident that wrote that. And Mrs. E allowed me to come to GNH and always makes us feel important. Do you feel important when you're there? Do they elevate you? And it shows. You have a sense of confidence, I think, or feeling of it that you're exhibiting now, and I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
So, all right, so this is really, here's a Maya Angelou. There's a quote in here. I'm going to read this. The thing to do, it seems to me, is to prepare yourself so you can be a rainbow in somebody else's cloud. Somebody who may not look like you, may not call God the same name you call God, if they call God at all. I may not dance your dances or speak your language, but be a blessing to somebody. That's what I think. It's a great quote.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was awesome. And I picked that quote because that reminded me of our Miss Ernestine Winfrey. So.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's so how. That's her.
That's really very nice. So we still have a few more minutes. We have 4 minutes. So let's see, Vanessa. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
I would just like to reinforce that Good News Home for Women really does treat the whole woman. It's a holistic program. So we not only do we have counseling, classes, groups, extracurricular activities that the women attend, meetings that they attend, but they also help them out with legalities, any legal issues that they have. A lot of the women that come in there have all kinds of prior issues as a result of their substance abuse, and so we really do try to help them with that. We do have a case manager there that works with the women and trying to address all those things, helping them get all their documents in order. I mean, we really go the extra mile. I can't even go into detail how much we really try to help the women, but I suppose they can go to the website and definitely see just how vast our services are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly have explained so many things that you do. I'm blown away. My little 5.5-year granddaughter said to me one day, she said, "Grandma, what does that mean, being blown away?" But it's really, you just don't know what's going on in your backyard until you hear from folks like you and the programs that you have. It's really very, very interesting and energizing, I think, to know that there's that kind of help out there.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give Jane the last. Would you like the last word? Anything else that you would like to add to what we've talked about today?
I again am just very, very grateful to the Good News Home for Women. Like I told you earlier, they not only saved my life but my son's life. I realized also that, you know, sobriety is not something, it's not something for people who need it, because there's a lot of people out there who need, but it's for people who want it and are willing to do the work. And if you can come in with an open-mindedness, honesty, and be just willing to listen to the suggestions, you will be amazed at what new life could be, you know, the transformation of your life. Yeah. And I'm just very happy and blessed to be in that transformation today. So I'm just, like I said, I don't know where I would be today had I not, Miss E and the Good News Home for Women, if they had not embraced me in their arms. But I'm just so grateful to be here. And you're struggling out there, you know, it's hard, but I'm like I said, I would rather be, with the coping skills I have today, I would rather be where I am today and sober than go back. So I mean, just definitely, if you're struggling, you know, you'd be surprised. There are people who genuinely care about you and will help you if you want the help.
Well, congratulations on the success that you've achieved so far, and as you go ahead in your life, I know you'll do very, very well. And
Thank you.
I wish you, God bless you. And I think we're about at the end of our program, and I wanted to thank Dawn for being here today, and Vanessa, you've all given us wonderful information.
Thank you.
You're welcome to come back again some other time. You can give us an update, perhaps in the next 6 to 9 months. You're welcome. It'll be up to you, Dawn, to let me know.
Yeah, absolutely, I will.
And those folks who have listened to this program, I hope you'll share the link on the Facebook page, Teachable Moments of Business, so other people can hear the message that we've shared with you today. And again, the audio will be available on the 100N Chamber of Commerce website probably by the weekend. And please pass the word along and contact Dawn through the organization. There may be things that you can do to lend a hand. And I'm sure you can make some suggestions on what folks might be able to do. So I want to thank you very much for being here.
Thanks again.
And
thank
God bless you all.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. We're signing off. Goodbye now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.